It's time to introduce the starting lineup for the Brooklyn Cyclones, affiliate of the New York Mets. Leading off, the shortstop, number 4, Jeff Williams. Batting second, center fielder, number 53, Alex Ramirez. Batting third, first baseman, number 1, Ryan Clifford. Batting cleanup, right fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra. Batting fifth, third baseman, number 26, William Lugo. Batting sixth, second baseman, number 8, DeAndre Smith. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 12, Jose Mania. Batting eighth, catcher, number 13, Greg Osborne. Batting ninth, left fielder, number 20, Omar De Los Santos. The starting pitcher is number 47, a right-hander, Lionel Elias. The Cyclones are managed by Chris Newell. The pitching coach is Victor Ramos. The hitting coach is Richie Menace. The bench coach is John Horn. The player development coach is Juan Loyo. The athletic trainer is Paul Gonzalez. And the assistant athletic trainer is Maria Mueller.
There's no cost for imagination, no charge for dreams, no limit for what we can accomplish together. It takes grit, determination, most of it takes you. They are your ideas, your visions. We're here to help. Early mornings, late nights, heavy loads. We are real people turning extraordinary dreams into reality. Sunbelt Rentals, your ideas, our way.
Fans, let's hear it for tonight's Sunbelt Rentals Field of Dreams team. Witten and Wilder's birthday party. Happy birthday, Witten and Wilder. Enjoy the game.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Floor Field at the West End. And game number 4 of this 6-game series, and game number 10 of this 2-week road trip, featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones and the home standing Greenville Drive. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05. Scheduled first pitch tonight, Brooklyn and Greenville. Christmas in September countdown to Christmas celebration here in Greenville tonight. But the Cyclones trying to continue their countdown towards the postseason after their split of yesterday's doubleheader and Jersey Shore's two-hit shutout victory. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore tied atop the South Atlantic League North with nine games left in the 2023 regular season. Hard to believe we're already down to single digits left in this campaign as well. But Brooklyn, a much-needed victory to close out the doubleheader yesterday after being limited to just two runs on six hits over their previous 24 innings at the plate prior to Game 2 yesterday. Cyclones scoring seven runs on 11 hits to win that contest 7-4. And Brooklyn going to try and continue their winning ways tonight with a debut. Lionel Ovalles, the Mets' number 28 prospect at midseason by Baseball America, will make the start for the Cyclones tonight. Ovalles was really impressive to close out his tenure in the Florida State League. One run on three hits in five innings in his final start last Friday. And then you look at the numbers. He was only 18th in the Florida State League in strikeouts with 84, but was second among FSLers in swinging strike percentage among those that threw 80 or more innings. The only man with a better rate was Felipe De La Cruz, who made the start in Game 1 for Brooklyn yesterday. For Greenville, they were expected to start the right-hander, Yordani Monegro. He is still expected to pitch here today. However, it will be a Major League rehabber to make the start instead. Right-hander Zach Kelly will start the game for the Drive. Expected only go one inning. But Kelly, a guy who had pitched in six games in the big leagues earlier this year for Boston, making his first appearance in a game of any kind since April the 12th. Been dealing with right elbow inflammation. He will take the ball for the Drive to start and then give way to Monegro, who is the Red Sox number 29 prospect at midseason by Baseball America. Nice crowd on hand on a Friday night in South Carolina as the Cyclones and Drive continue this week-long series. Brooklyn looking to even the set at two wins apiece. Greenville trying to earn at the very least a series split with a victory tonight. Brooklyn and Greenville, Mets and Red Sox in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To the Palmetto State, Brooklyn and Greenville on tap in just a matter of moments. A couple minutes shy of the 7 o'clock hour. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Jet Williams leads off and will play shortstop. Alex Ramirez will try and snap his offensive funk. He'll bat second and be in center. Ryan Clifford has reached in all nine games of the road trip. He'll bat third and play first base. Stanley Consuegra was a home run short of the cycle in game two last night. He'll clean up it in right field. William Lugo bats fifth and will play third base. DeAndre Smith hits sixth and will man second. Jose Mena, multi-hit game in the nightcap yesterday, bats seventh and will DH. Drake Osborne behind the plate hits eighth. And Omar De Los Santos is in the seventh, or in the ninth spot, playing left field. This is the Greenville starting nine, put together by their manager, Iggy Suarez. Roman Anthony leads off in center. Kyle Teal is the catcher in the two slot. Alan Castro bats third in right field. Brian Gonzalez cleans up as the first baseman. Cutter Coffey, third baseman, is in the five slot. Edinson Paulino will bat sixth and play short. Christian Campbell will start in the seven hole and play second. Eduardo Lopez makes his second start of the series. He'll hit eighth and DH with Gilberto Jimenez batting ninth in left field. Lionel Ovalle's making his Cyclones in high A debut tonight against the right-hander Zach Kelly on a major league rehab assignment. So the drive taking the field here in the Palmetto State. And we will step aside for just a moment as we get you ready for first pitch. Brooklyn and Greenville coming your way in just a matter of moments. The fourth game of this six-game series. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on this gorgeous Friday night in South Carolina. Not too hot, not too cold, just right here in the Palmetto State right now, 78 degrees. Real feel right there at 78 as well. Zach Kelly, the big league rehabber, warming up on the mound for the drive tonight. And he will make the start, likely to only throw just one inning and then give way to the right-hander, Yordany Monegro. Kelly standing at 6'3", 231 pounds, 28 years old, from Roanoke, Virginia. Kelly made six appearances in the big leagues this year before getting hurt. Had a 3.68 ERA, six hits, and seven in a third inning, six walks, and six strikeouts. Kelly, a journeyman, has played in three different organizations, including the Red Sox, before making his big league debut late last August, almost a year ago to the date of his major league debut. It was August 29th of last year, but out of Newberry College here in South Carolina, only about an hour and 10 minutes southeast of Fluor Field, about 67 miles away. So a homecoming of sorts for Zach Kelly, as he will make his drive debut tonight under the lights. Brooklyn starting nine, Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, Consuegra, Lugo, and Smith, with Mena, Osborne, and De Los Santos rounding out the starting lineup. Kelly, fastball, slider, changeup, had a scary scene on the diamond the last time he threw a big league pitch, went down in a heap. And thankfully for Kelly, did not need Tommy John surgery, and returning it to a diamond less than five full months later. Jet Williams will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. Williams 0 for 5 in yesterday's doubleheader with an RBI and a couple walks, hitting at 301, five homers, and 15 RBIs. Williams ready. Kelly is ready. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball low at 94, and we are underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern. Williams looking for his first hit of the series, 0 for 7, and 0 for his last 13. The 1-0, and Williams takes a letter high strike. It's even at 1-1. And Williams been hitless since Saturday. Does have seven walks in that time. Kelly at the belt, the 1-1. And Williams takes a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Kelly, last year, started the season at AAA Worcester before making 13 appearances with the Red Sox to close out the season at a 3.95 ERA. The 1-2 pitch, and Williams takes up and in. Two balls and two strikes. And Kelly made the Red Sox out of spring training this year. Entered the season as the team's number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America. The 2-2 to Williams. Foul to the right. Remains at two balls and two strikes. Kelly originally signed out of Newberry College, a Division II program with the Oakland A's back in June of 2017. They normally get a varying array of signing bonuses, anywhere from $1,000 to multi-million dollars. Williams takes down and away, the count full. But Kelly's signing bonus with Oakland out of the Division II college was $500. Payoff pitch, and Williams laid on the high fastball for strike three. Kelly got him on 95 up and away, and the big leaguer starts his night with a strikeout, one away in the top of the first. Brings up Alex Ramirez. Ramirez mired in his own offensive funk. 0 for 7 in yesterday's doubleheader with four strikeouts. But two of the three balls he put in play were robbed on line drives to right center field. Well, Ramirez rolls over on one to third, scooped up by Coffey to his left. And he'll throw out Alex at first, two down. Let's take a look at Greenville defensively behind Kelly this afternoon. Left to right of the outfield, Gilberto Jimenez, Roman Anthony, and Alan Castro. Third to first around the infield, Cutter Coffey, Edinson Paulino, Christian Campbell, and Brian Gonzalez. For the first round pick, Kyle Teal doing the catching. Ryan Clifford will step in, 0 for 5 in yesterday's doubleheader. Did walk twice and drive in a run. First pitch to Clifford out in front of the change. It's no balls and a strike. Clifford hitting at a buck 72. 24 games with Brooklyn. 15 for 87. Four homers, 13 RBIs. The 0-1 outside, and it's even. Kelly spent about a year in the A's organization, was released in April of 2018, as Clifford takes a strike on the outer half, it's 1-2. Got signed by the Angels 9 days later, and then were released by Anaheim during May of the pandemic in 2020. 1-2, and Clifford fouls it to the left, off towards the side berm. Still 1-2. Well, the Red Sox signed him in January of 2021. And less than two full years later, was in their big league bullpen. As time called, Kelly steps off. That's going to be a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. Kelly did not step off in time. And so the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Base is empty, two out, 2-2. And Clifford takes the fastball outside, and it's full. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Warren Eubanks. Jalen Goodman on the bases today. The payoff pitch, and Clifford takes low ball four. So Ryan Clifford works yet another walk. He has been on base in all 10 games of the road trip. And Brooklyn with one on and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra in game two last night, 3 for 4, a double, a triple, and three RBIs. Had a hand in five of Brooklyn's seven runs. First pitch, and Stanley gets jammed. Fouls it into Brooklyn's third base dugout. No balls and a strike. Consuegra 4 for 9 in the series. Two of his four hits have gone for three bases. Hitting at .239. Team leading 19 homers and 57 runs batted in. A one strike pitch, and Consuegra goes fishing for the slider. Comes up empty. And Kelly in front, no balls and two strikes. Consuegra, look at his last 13 games, an OPS near 1,100. Clifford leads off of first. Kelly's 0-2. Anthony, strike three called, and Consuegra can't believe it. Thought that missed low. Frustrated with the call by the home plate umpire, Eubanks. But Kelly picks up his second strikeout to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on a walk. Time for Lionel Ovalles' High A and Cyclones debut. Brooklyn nothing, Greenville coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning of Brooklyn and Greenville. Lionel Ovalles making his High A debut this evening. Ovalles, 6'3", 216 pounds. Turned 20 in June from Moca in the Dominican Republic. The numbers for Ovalles in the Florida State League, 22 appearances, 18 starts, was 3-6 with a 4.73 ERA. Roman Anthony to lead things off, and the first pitch misses high at 90, and the count 1-0. Ovalles gave up 68 hits. And 83 and two-thirds innings, 36 walks, 84 strikeouts. As Anthony takes a called strike. Outside half, it's 1-1. Anthony has reached in all three games of this series. The 1-1 out in front of the change. And Anthony behind a ball and two strikes. Anthony 2-for-5 with a home run yesterday. 3-for-7 in the series. Hitting at 292, 12 homers, 35 runs batted in. Red Sox number two prospect. The 1-2 pitch, and Anthony off the hands. It stays at 1-2. Roman has reached in 11 straight games. Hitting 286 with an 888 OPS in that time. 1-2. Ground ball off the hands to second. Knocked down on the backhand by Smith. Regathers, throws to first, not in time. Smith just couldn't squeeze it on the backhand. Tried to quickly recover, but Anthony hustling all the way, able to leg it out. And reaches on what I imagine will go down as an E4. So the leadoff man reaches on an error. Brings up the catcher, Kyle Teal. Teal only played in game two last night. Went 1-for-4. Now the first pitch, the lefty batter outside for ball one. Teal 1-for-7 in the series, hitting at 391 in his first 12 games with the team. 18-for-46. No home runs, 9 RBIs as Teal sends it out of play to the left. It's even at 1-1. Teal has reached in 7 straight games coming into tonight. Red Sox number 4 prospect. Ovalles sets with his hands high above his head. The 1-1 outside and high. And the count 2-1. Ovalles was pitching some of his best ball of the season prior to his promotion. His last 4 appearances, 3 starts, was 1-1 with a 2.89 ERA, just four walks, 23 strikeouts in 18 and two-thirds innings. And there are his first two outs in the South Atlantic League. A line drive right at the first baseman, Ryan Clifford, who then takes one step to his left to double off Roman Anthony. Teal ran down to first base anyway. I think frustrated, he hit that ball like a rocket, but right at Clifford, nearly handcuffed him. But a unassisted three-double play. And just like that, two out in the inning for Alan Castro, who swings through a high fastball at 94. And the count is 0-1. The 0-1, Castro off the end of the bat in the center, coming on Ramirez. It'll have to play it on a hop. Alan Castro has the game's first base hit. And he's on with two out in the first. Castro had a three-hit game in the nightcap last night. So one on, two out for Brian Gonzalez. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively behind Ovalle's. Left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Gonzalez had an RBI in game two last night. Takes high and tight. It's 1-0. Third and first around the infield, William Lugo, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford. Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate, the 1-0 inside. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hitting at 254. 10 home runs, 52 runs batted in. Righty fires as a ground ball sizzled up the middle and threw in his center field. So back-to-back two-out base hits by Castro and Gonzalez. And the drive with two on and two out in the first for the third baseman, Cutter Coffey. Drake Osborne, the catcher, out to talk. Over is the third baseman, William Lugo, as well. Bad news for Cyclone fans in the middle of his postseason push. Bottom of the first inning right now in Lakewood. Kendall Simmons, a sacrifice fly, and Jersey Shore out to an early 1-0 lead. Well, the discussion between Osborne, Lugo, and Ovalle's comes to a close as Cutter Coffey will be the batter. Coffey 1-for-4 in game two last night. Was 1-for-7 in the double dip. Just 8 for his first 62 with Greenville. No homers and 5 RBIs. Just 19 years old from Bakersfield, California. The righty offers and the first pitch inside. And the count 1-0. Ovalle's has struggled to throw that first pitch strike. Just 1 to the first five batters. Castro at second, Gonzalez at first, the 1-0 pitch. And the slider down and away, cut on and missed. It's even at 1-1. Ovalle's fastball, slider, changeup can also cut that fastball. The 1-1, way outside and low. Backhanded by Osborne. Two balls and no strikes. Ovalle signed as a 16-year-old in 2019. Obviously, because of the pandemic, did not make his pro debut until 2021. As Coffey gets it off the hands. Two balls and two strikes. Opened last year as a reliever in the Complex League. Opened some eyes, struck out 16 of 17 batters. At one point in the FCL last year and quickly became a priority prospect. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. There's the first South Atlantic League strikeout in the career of Lionel Ovalle's as Coffey down swinging to strand two in the first. No runs, two hits, and two men left. At the end of one, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On to make his South Atlantic League and High A debut is the right-hander Yordani Monegro. Monegro, 6'4", 180 pounds, won't turn 21 until October. From Santo Domingo in the Dominican, Red Sox number 29 prospect. His first pitch to Lugo is a fastball inside at 96. And it's one ball and no strikes. Final line for Zach Kelly, one scoreless inning. No hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. 17 pitches, 11 strikes, the 1-0. Lugo bounces it off the plate. Softly hit. Backhanded at third by Coffey. Off-balance throw. Pulls Gonzalez off the bag, and Lugo's safe. So William Lugo, probably his softest base hit of the road trip. Brooklyn with the leadoff man on. And their first base hit of the day. One on, nobody out. Now the second baseman, DeAndre Smith. DeAndre, 2-for-7 in yesterday's doubleheader, 2-for-11 in the series, hitting at 223, two home runs, 13 runs batted in. Monegro's first pitch nearly hits DeAndre in the hip with 94, and it's 1-0. Monegro started the year in the Complex League, made three starts, then joined single-A Salem on June the 20th. 1-0, misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Made nine starts at single-A Salem before joining Greenville this week. Went 3-2 in the Carolina League with a 2.43 ERA. 2-0, and Smith puts it in the air right center field and into his left, Roman Anthony. And he'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the inning. One on and one out for the designated hitter, Jose Mena. Mena had a big impact in Brooklyn's Game 2 win last night. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Mena, Dominguez, and De Los Santos, all had multi-hit games. Was 2-for-7 in the twin bill yesterday, hitting 245 in 17 games with Brooklyn this season. First pitch, way up and away. Almost looked like a pitch out. And the count 1-0. Mena, no homers, and four RBIs. But Monegro gave up just 33 hits in 40 and two-thirds innings in Salem. As Mena takes a strike on the outer half at 95, it's 1-1. Walked 17 and struck out 60. A walk rate under 10%, a strikeout rate a tick over 35% overall this season between Salem and the Complex League. Mena takes a called strike on the outer half. And Monegro in front, 1-2. Monegro pitching for the first time since last Thursday. No decision against Fredericksburg Nationals affiliate. Went five innings, allowed one unearned run on two hits, struck out eight. 1-2, breaking ball upstairs. Evens up at 2-2. Monegro was a low-budget signing for the Red Sox. Signed in the 2019-2020 international signing period for just $35,000. It's the last pitcher the Red Sox signed that year. Pitch to Mena, hit on a line, caught at third base by Coffey, and Lugo retreats safely. Didn't blaze it like the ball poked from Kyle Teal in the first inning, but hit well nonetheless, and nothing to show for it on the line out to third. One on, two out for Drake Osborne. Did not play in game two yesterday. The first pitch inside and low for ball one. Osborne 0 for 3 in the lid lifter yesterday. Trying to snap an 0 for 15 slide at the plate. Hitting at a buck 67 in 62 games. Does have 10 home runs and 29 RBIs. The 1-0 off the hands. And back towards us. It's even at a ball and a strike. Greenville tonight wearing the alternate red uniforms. Drive in white lettering arched across the chest. White numerals on the back with a black border. About half red sleeves out either end of that red jersey top, the 1-1. And the breaking ball misses high. 2-1 on Drake. White pants for Monegro all the way hiked up just below the knees. Red piping along the sides. All red socks emanating from both of his dirt-stained white cleats. The 2-1. And Osborne swings through the breaking ball. And Monegro runs the count even. Red cap, red bill with the silver swooping G logo on the front. Lugo leads off first. He reached on an infield base hit to start the inning. 2-2. Osborne checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says the base umpire, Goodman. And it's full at 3-2. So that'll release Lugo at first base with two out. Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. Runner goes, the 3-2 pitch, and Osborne smokes it, but well foul out towards the gate. And it remains at 3-2, pulled it down the left field line. And might have drilled a fan. Was late arriving to the ballpark tonight. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, 1-1, 2-out. Top of the second, scoreless game. Another payoff pitch, runner goes, and Osborne takes a called strike three. Tried to sell it, but punched out by Eubanks. Monegro has his first South Atlantic League strikeout to strand a man in the second. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of one and a half, scoreless game on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Lionel Ovalle's back to work. Edinson Paulino, Christian Campbell, Eduardo Lopez, the 3-2 up in the inning. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones, whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation. Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Paulino swings and misses at the first pitch of the inning. The count 0-1. Backdoor slider paints the outside black. Paulino doesn't seem to agree. It is 0-2. Paulino hitting at 252. 11 home runs, 55 RBIs. This is a line drive back through the box and into center field, a base hit. Edinson Paulino picks up a leadoff single. The second time in as many innings, Greenville has put the leadoff man aboard. One on, nobody out for Christian Campbell. Red Sox fourth round pick this year out of Georgia Tech. Went 1-for-5 in the doubleheader yesterday. 4 for his first 13 in 5 games with a drive, including a home run. And a breaking ball from Ovalle's drops in and the count 0-1. Brooklyn this evening wearing the Navy alternates. Cyclones in gold script lettering across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. The 0-1 sweeps outside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Gray pants, Ovalle's has him all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side. White cleats buried into the stadium hill. 1-1, and Campbell gets his hands in, lines it to center, coming on Ramirez. Sticks his glove out there to make the catch in front of him for the first out of the second. Paulino will retreat and head back to first base. One on, one out for the designated hitter, Eduardo Lopez. Lopez played in game one yesterday, went 0-for-2 with a strikeout, also made a really nice catch in right center to rob Alex Ramirez of a base hit. Throw back to first, and Paulino dives back. Lopez batting at 264. This is his 77th game, 5 home runs and 43 RBIs. Runner starts and stops, and Lopez, a half-hearted swing, grabs a piece on its way by, and it's 0-1. Brooklyn wearing the Navy Caps Navy Bill with the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. One strike offering, and Lopez takes a strike outside corner, and Ovalle's ahead 0-2. Gilberto Jimenez, the left fielder, waiting in the wings on deck. Runner goes, pitch is fouled aside, and it'll remain 0-2 on Lopez as Paulino heads back to first base. Lopez, guy who signed for $1.15 million out of the Dominican, was a top 30 prospect in that international signing period, that back in 2018. Still looking to realize his potential. He's 21 years old. The 0-2 outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Lights on here at the stadium. Sun has nestled itself behind the clouds and the walls of the stadium. Nothing but shadows covering the diamond. 1-2 pitch outside. Another slider. It's 2-2. A cool Friday night, the first day of September. 75 degrees right now here in Greenville. Ovalle steps off, throws back to first. And again, Paulino able to get back safely. Righty ready. The 2-2 runner goes again. Pitch inside. Throw down by Osborne. Tag by Williams. Safe! Not much of an argument from Williams. Now a lazy throw back to the mound. Ended up in the dirt by Ovalles. Paulino thought about breaking for third and then headed back. I thought Williams got him, but not a huge argument from Brooklyn, as evidently Paulino got around the tag. As the count now full, 3-2. Paulino is 24th stolen base of the season. So now a man in scoring position. The payoff. Outside, 4. First walk allowed by Ovalles tonight. And back-to-back, or rather two men on. And one out in the home second. For the nine batter, Gilberto Jimenez. Victor Ramos, pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a talk with the 20-year-old right-hander. Brooklyn, going to be interesting to see how they manage their bullpen today. Ovalles can go as long as they need him to. Only at about 84 innings on the season for Ovalles. Came in to play today at 83 2/3. When you look at guys available for Brooklyn, they went through 7 different arms in game 2 last night after Jawilmy Ramirez was chased after 2/3 of an inning. But there are more guys available than you would have thought, honestly, thanks in part to Felipe De La Cruz going the distance in game 1 yesterday. Miguel Alfonseca, Bailey Reed, Sammy Tavares, and JoJo Rodriguez all working on 4 or more days of rest. As Gilberto Jimenez takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. A look at second. A 1-strike pitch. And Jimenez rolls it up the line. First base side. And Ovalles in front, 0-2. Jimenez played in game 2 yesterday, went 0-3. Hitting at 228 in 24 games. 2 home runs and 13 RBIs. Been an injury-plagued season for Jimenez. A 2-strike offering. Fastball outside at 92. Doesn't get the call. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Jimenez started the year in Greenville. Landed on the IL on April 30th. Did not start a rehab assignment until the 22nd of July. And returned to Greenville on August the 15th. Is put in the air center field. Long run back into his left. Ramirez in front of the warning track. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Strong throw in by Ramirez to second base. Holds Lopez at first as Paulino tags and advances to third. So a deep fly ball by Jimenez. Greenville still scoreless. Runners at the corners, 2 out. And back to the top of the lineup and Roman Anthony. Anthony reached on an error and then was doubled off first base in the opening frame. Paulino at third, Lopez at first, and this one scorched to the right side, a base hit. Paulino scores, stopping at second, Lopez. It's an RBI single for Roman Anthony, his 36th run batted in the circuit this year, and the drive strike first for the fourth time in 4 games in this series. They have a 1-0 lead. Just a sharp ground ball in the hole between first and second. And no chance for DeAndre Smith to make a play on that baseball. Two on, two out. Kyle Teal, the batter. He lined into that double play last inning. First pitch. And Teal takes a strike. Change up inside at 85. And it's 0-1. Ovalles. Guy who has increased velocity as he has advanced in this Mets system. As Teal swings and misses at a breaking ball down and in, it's 0-2. Had been pitching around 89, 90 miles an hour. By the end of the summer, was around 94 to 97. The 0-2, and he struck him out swinging. Struck out the first round pick on three pitches. Got him on the back foot, breaking ball. His second strikeout of the game. However, Greenville does take the lead. They pick up a run on two hits and leave a pair. At the end of two, it's 1-0 drive on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, Brooklyn down a run, 1-0, 9-1 and 2. Scheduled to bat for the Cyclones, Omar De Los Santos will lead things off for Brooklyn in the third. De Los Santos then back to the top of the order, Williams and Ramirez. De Los Santos had a couple of base hits in the nightcap yesterday. First pitch from Monegro, pulled on the ground, took a wicked hop off the dirt and went right over the left shoulder of Coffey and into left field. I don't know if that hit a pebble or an unusual patch of dirt or what, but it looked like that was going to be a routine ground ball for Coffey, and then in a blink of an eye, it wasn't. It'll go down as a base hit for De Los Santos. Hard not to give him one there. Coffey did nothing wrong. Ball just ended up behind him thanks to some magic of the infield dirt. Jet Williams struck out in the first against Zach Kelly. And Monegro's first pitch fastball up in the zone at 93 for strike one. Exciting day in Flushing. Righty ready. One strike pitch, and Williams takes another called strike down and away. Count runs to 0-2, but an exciting day in Flushing. Really an exciting day for the future of New York baseball. Throw back to first, safe! That's the second time in as many half innings. I thought they had the man caught off the base. I thought they had Paulino caught stealing in the bottom of the second. And I thought they had De Los Santos leaning there, but did not. The two-strike offering, and Williams sends it to the roof. Still a two-strike count, but Brett Beatty, Ronnie Mauricio, Francisco Alvarez, Mark Vientos all in the big leagues with the Mets right now. The Yankees called up Jason Dominguez and Austin Wells. They took a big photo with all of their baby bombers. But it is the baby Brooklyn Cyclones. That is the talk of the town on Coney Island as Williams takes in the dirt. It's 1-2. Speaking of the South Atlantic League, more unfortunate news to report. Gabriel Rincones Jr., a two-run double. Jersey Shore leads Aberdeen 3-0 in the bottom of the third. One on, nobody out. And a 1-2 to Williams taken high. Beatty, Alvarez, and Mauricio all hitting 7, 8, and 9 back to back to back. And the Mets lineup tonight at home against Seattle. A 2-2 outside and low. Nice backhanded stop by Teal. And Williams has run the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Well, there was a great piece from Anthony DeComo on MLB.com earlier today talking about how Brett Beatty handled his demotion to AAA Syracuse during the month of August. Throw back to first, and again De Los Santos ruled safe. And oh, they're going to call a balk on Monegro. It was the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, that called it. Monegro was jogging towards first base. He was trying to motion the base umpire, Goodman, to say that he had picked off De Los Santos. But not only did he not pick off the runner, he was called for a balk, and De Los Santos gets second. We'll see if this does anything funny to Monegro's headspace ahead of the 3-2 pitch to Williams. Here it comes, and Williams in the air down the right field line. To his left is Castro, and this will end up in the seats, maybe three or four rows back. But there was a great piece today about Beatty on the Mets website talking about how, if you didn't know, Beatty got sent down from the big leagues during his second stint in Syracuse this year, you would have never known that he preferred to be elsewhere. The payoff pitch, and Williams again spoils it down the right field line. But DeComo saying Beatty did his tasks with enthusiasm, took ground balls daily at third base. He joked, laughed with his manager, Dick Scott, about off-day activities. His teammate, Ronnie Mauricio, was there with him as Williams takes up an in-ball four. So the Mets organization's leader in walks earns another. That's number 96 on the season for Williams. Came into play today, tied for sixth in minor league baseball in walks. And Brooklyn with the first two men on to start the third for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez ground out in his first at-bat and pulls his head out on the fastball down and away. And it's 0-1. Beatty was very self-introspective, said he could only blame himself for being sent down to the minors. He said he didn't play well enough to warrant him staying up there. The 0-1. And Ramirez, a ground ball to short, could be two. Paulino on his second for one. Relay back to first, double play. So just like that, two out here in the top of the third. De Los Santos over to third base. Two outs on one pitch. And a man at third, two down for Ryan Clifford. Ramirez continues to be in an offensive funk. Look at his last 22 games now, 9 for his last 81. Nearly as many double plays, 5, as he has hits, 9. Ryan Clifford walked in his only at-bat. And he takes a fastball strike at 94. The count 0-1. But Beatty had a 150 stretch from the start of July until the time he was demoted. That's the big reason why he went back to Syracuse. The 0-1 breaking ball inside. It's even at 1-1. He said he understood the demotion, wished it would have happened differently, wish he could have stayed up there the whole year, but sometimes that's how it goes. We play a game of failure. Clifford pulls it on the ground at first. To Anita, keep it in front is Gonzalez. And he'll take it to the bag himself to retire his counterpart and end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens, puts the first two men on with a single and a walk. But a double play and a ground ball to first keeps Brooklyn off the scoreboard. No runs, one hit, one left after two and a half. Still 1-0 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Third inning, 1-0 Greenville, 3-4 and 5. Two up for the drive, Castro, Gonzalez, and Coffey. The three slated to bat in the inning. First pitch from Ovalles as a slider downstairs, and it's 1-0. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 from Lionel. And Castro crushes one down the right field line, but out of play towards the loading dock. And it's 1-1. Castro, consensus top 30 prospect in the Red Sox organization. As Ovalles misses high. Count runs to 2-1. We're talking about Brett Beatty back in the big leagues tonight in the lineup for the Mets. 2-1. Castro taps it on the ground a second, charging in Smith. And he'll throw him out at first base. One out. Brian Gonzalez, single to center and his only at-bat. There were some really good quotes from Syracuse skipper Dick Scott about Beatty in that article. Talking about how there are stories like Beatty's all the time. Guys that go up to the big leagues for the first time, doesn't work out the way they want, come back to the minors, regroup, then go back and have their big league career. Said it happens all the time. And he said that was a similar message that he and likely many others gave to Beatty. Pitch to Bryant. Called strike. It's 0-1. Said you don't have many guys like David Wright that go to the big leagues, does well, and then the next year he does better. And the next year, he does better than that. As a slider strike from Ovalles. And Gonzalez behind 0-2. A two-strike pitch sweeps outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. And you sort of had an idea that Beatty was approaching his trip at AAA with that mindset just based on the results. The 1-2 and Gonzalez towering fly ball to left but got underneath it. Coming on is De Los Santos, and he'll make the running grab for the second out. Hit it mighty high, but just not very far. Launch angle of 41 degrees. Base is empty, two out. Brings up Cutter Coffey. Coffey takes outside. It's 1-0. Coffey struck out in his first at-bat, the first South Atlantic League strikeout for Ovais. The kick, the 1-0, and a swing through a high fastball at 92. It's even at a ball and a strike. Ovais, an interesting setup on the mound. A minor cross step towards third and raises his hands high above his head. Check swing from Coffey and could not hold back. He went around, says Eubanks. It's 1-2. Great news to report, Ronnie Mauricio. First Major League base hit in his first Major League at-bat. 1-2 pitch. Slider on the outside corner. Strike three call. The first 1-2-3 inning. And the Cyclones' career of Lionel Ovais. And picks up his third strikeout to boot. And talk about Ronnie Mauricio. Doubled in his first at-bat at 117 miles an hour. Taking out some frustration for his delayed promotion in one swing of the bat to the fourth, 1-0 drive here from South Carolina.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Consuegra, Lugo, and Smith. 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the fourth. They trail 1-0. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. And the first pitch to Stanley. Misses high for ball one. Consuegra struck out looking at his only at-bat tonight. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, one error. They have left three. Greenville, a run on four hits, no errors. They have left four. Consuegra takes a fastball at 92 for a strike. It is 1-1. Righty kicks and delivers. And Stanley brushed back up and in. Makes it 2-1. We'll get you that look around the South Atlantic League here in the fourth. As Consuegra fouls it back and out of the stadium, 2-2. One game is rather lopsided already, going to the bottom of the fourth. In Greensboro, Hickory, a 10-0 lead. 2-2 pitch, and Consuegra swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball, down and away. Monegro picks up a strikeout. That's his second. And the leadoff man retired to start the fourth. One up, one down for William Lugo. Reached on an infield base hit in his only at-bat tonight. But Hickory, a 10-0 lead. They've already hit three home runs. Max Acosta, Abimelech Ortiz, and Yosi Gallan. Lugo takes a call at strike one. The 0-1 pitch, and Lugo bouncing ball up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Greensboro's on their fourth different pitcher in four innings. The 0-2, Lugo tries to check his swing, but could not. Tag applied by Teal. And Lugo down on strikes, back-to-back punch-outs from Monegro. Two out in the top of the fourth for DeAndre Smith. Smith a fly ball to center and his only at bat. He's 0-1. Well, Wilmington a 3-2 lead on Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Smith sends it to the right. Now to play into the first base seats. Andre Lara starting for Wilmington. Hudson Valley already into their bullpen. As Smith tries to hold up, but takes a called strike anyway, down and away. And Monegro in front, 0-2. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Top of the fifth in Asheville. Bowling Green, two runs in the top of the fifth. They lead the Tourists 2-1. Asheville already into their bullpen. Duncan Davitt starting for the Hot Rods. The 0-2, down and away. Blocked with the chest by Teal. It's a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the fourth in Winston-Salem. Dasha and the Rome Braves are tied at three. Brooks Baldwin has homered again for the Dash's fourth. Owen Murphy for the Braves. Josimar Cousin for the Dash. Smith takes outside. It's even at 2-2. But unfortunately, the score all Cyclone fans are following is not getting any better. Jersey Shore has added two more in the bottom of the third. The 2-2 high and tight. And the count runs full. A Brian Rincon is sack fly. Caleb Ricketts an RBI single. And the Blue Claws have opened up a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the third. The payoff pitch, and Smith a foul tip into the glove of Teal for strike three. So the first 1-2-3 inning for Yordani Monegro in the South Atlantic League, and he does so by striking out the side in order. No runs, no hits, nobody left after 3.5. Still 1-0 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Edinson, Paulino, Christian Campbell, Eduardo Lopez. Three due up in the inning. Piece of baseball history for Ronnie Mauricio. This tweeted literally this minute by Sarah Langs. As Edinson Paulino takes down and in. Count one ball and no strikes. The 117.3-mile-an-hour double by Ronnie Mauricio. As the 1-0 misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes for the lefty. The hardest first career hit by any player in the StatCast era. Paulino swings at the 2-0, bounces it to first. Easy flip for Clifford. To the pitcher, Ovalle's over to cover. And the leadoff man retired to start the bottom of the fourth. But that 117-mile-an-hour double by Mauricio, 2 miles an hour harder than the second hardest first career hit. That was held by Luis Robert Jr., who has gone on to become an all-star. As Christian Campbell takes outside for ball one. So a historical beginning to Ronnie Mauricio's big league career. And in great company with that base hit. As Campbell takes down and away, it's 2-0. Not only was that the hardest first hit in the StatCast era, it's also the hardest hit ball by the Mets this season. Just took him one at bat as Campbell can't hold up on the pitch outside. Makes it 2 balls and a strike. It's also the fourth hardest hit by a Met in the StatCast era. As Campbell slices one down the right field line out of play. Evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So safe to say Ronnie Mauricio has already turned some heads in his first couple of minutes in the big leagues. The 2-2. And Campbell flat-footed swings and misses at the pitch away. 91-mile-an-hour fastball cutting outside. Ovalle's has his fourth strikeout. And there's two down to the bottom of the fourth. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez. Hit softly on the ground to second. Easy play for DeAndre Smith. He'll throw him out at first to retire the side. Don't look now. Lionel Ovalle's has retired 7 in a row. Since giving up the RBI single to Roman Anthony. Through 4 innings of play, it's still 1-0 drive on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Yordani Monegro back to the mound in the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn trails 1-0. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the team store. On the third base concourse, Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. Jose Mena to lead off. And the first pitch foul tipped through the legs of the catcher, Teal. And it's 0-1. Mena, Osborne, De Los Santos, 7, 8, and 9. The 3 due up in the inning for Brooklyn, trying to erase this one-run margin. The 0-1, and Mena takes low. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll have some fun with it. As a call, strike, it's 1-2. And I have to give a hat tip to my predecessor and now voice of the New York Mets, Keith Ratt. Because he was the one that ended up unintentionally giving me the idea for today's trivia question. So Mena takes outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes on the Cyclones DH. And it was a tweet Keith sent out maybe an hour, hour and a half before we got underway tonight as Mena swings through the changeup for strike three. Four straight strikeouts for Yordani Monegro. He's now retired six straight since the Ramirez double play in the third. And there's nobody on one out for Drake Osborne. But tonight, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez hitting back-to-back-to-back in the big leagues for the first time as Osborne watches that miss low for ball one. They first did it in Brooklyn on May 25th, 2021 against Aberdeen. Osborne puts it in the air to left, racing to his right, unable to get there as Jimenez gets behind him and up against the wall. Osborne going to stay at first base. And I don't know if he ever saw that ball. He could have made it to second base. But we are obstructed down the left field line by the corner. Very similar dimensions here as you see at Fenway Park in Boston. And Osborne stayed put at first base, made the turn around the bag. I thought maybe I missed the ball coming in, but it never did. And when it finally came whizzing in from the left field corner, it got away from the cutoff man, trickled behind the mound, and the pitcher Monegro had a dive to bring it to a stop. So Osborne snaps the 0 for 16 slide. De Los Santos lays a bunt down beautifully third base side, but it just barely rolls foul about maybe 10 feet or so short of the third base bag. And so it is 0-1. De Los Santos reached on an infield base hit in his first at-bat. But Mauricio, Beatty, and Alvarez hit back-to-back-to-back for the first time in Brooklyn on May 25th, 2021 against Aberdeen. Our question is, who was Brooklyn's starting pitcher that day? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. The 0-1 outside, and now Osborne going to make it a second base as easily on his second goes Osborne on the wild pitch. So the Cyclones have the tying run in scoring position with one out. And the count 1-1 on De Los Santos. The other question I was mulling, and you're more than welcome to answer it, is Mauricio, Beatty, and Alvarez hit 3, 4, and 5 in the Cyclones lineup that day in 2021 as Omar takes a called strike two. My question, the other thought was who were the two guys that hit ahead of him or hit ahead of those three in the Cyclones lineup that day? 1-2 to Omar, outside and low. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. So who was the Brooklyn starter the day that they hit back-to-back-to-back for the first time on May 25th, 2021? And who were the two guys that hit ahead of that three-headed monster that day for the Cyclones? As this poked in the air, shallow center coming on Anthony. And he'll make the running grab at chest height for the second out. Just hung up long enough for the teenage center fielder to make the running catch. So a man at second, two out. And back to the top of the lineup in Jet Williams. Williams 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Was erased on a double play back in the third. Runner takes his lead. And the first pitch to Jet misses outside. And it's 1-0. 1-0 to Williams. This pulled on the ground up the third base line, stays foul. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Brooklyn trailing by a run, only tallied tonight on a RBI single from Roman Anthony with two out in the bottom of the second. Monegro's 1-1. Way outside, nice backhanded stop by Teal. Didn't field it cleanly, but knocked it down to keep it in front. And Osborne stays stationary at second base. Get you a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom of this fifth inning. Triple-A Syracuse trailing, but how they scored their only run tonight will be fun to tell you about. 2-1. Williams takes a called strike. Changed it up on him 82 miles an hour away. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Osborne reached on a one-out single. He is at second. Monegro's 2-2. Way high. And Teal had a jump out of his crouch to reel in that throw. And the count runs full. Monegro has thrown fewer innings than Ovalle's tonight, but has thrown more pitches. This will be his 64th with two out in the fifth. The pitch. At the knee, strike three called, and Williams won't argue. Got him on the off-speed down. Jed expecting something with a little bit more velocity, and Monegro picks up his fifth strikeout in the last two innings. No runs, one hit, one man left. Halfway home on this Friday night. It's 1-0 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Funday information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Fifth inning, Lionel Ovalle's back to work. 61 pitches through four innings tonight. Gilberto Jimenez, Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal, 9-1 and 2. Scheduled batters for the drive here in the home fifth inning. Jimenez flied out to center and is only at bat tonight. And he fouls the first pitch to the checkerboard screen. And the count 0-1. Reminder, fans interested in 2024 Brooklyn Cyclones season tickets or interested in many plans for next year as well. Is poked in the air to left. In and to his right, De Los Santos makes the running grab for the first down. But if you're interested in season tickets for 2024 or some many plans for next year as well, email info at BrooklynCyclones.com for more information. That's info at BrooklynCyclones.com for all the info you need on season tickets and mini plans for 2024 on Coney Island. Roman Anthony has reached on an error, has an RBI single, and he takes outside for ball one. Tony Convo's trivia question tonight. Already have one correct answer in as Anthony swings and misses at a pitch down and in at 91. But tonight, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez hitting consecutively in the big leagues for the first time. The 1-1. Anthony taps it foul off the catcher Osborne. It's 1-2. Roman checking to make sure Drake Osborne's all right. But Mauricio, Beatty, and Alvarez hit back-to-back-to-back for the first time with the Cyclones on May 25th, 2021 against Aberdeen. Our question today, who is Brooklyn's starting pitcher that day? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 1-2, backdoor slider, strike three called. So after Anthony picked up the game's only run against Ovalles in the second, Ovalles gets him looking for the second out in his next at-bat in the fifth. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. This one hammered into left center field by Kyle Teal. And that one's one hop off the fence for extra bases. Teal on his way to second. He'll stop there with a two-out double. And that ends the streak of nine in a row retired by Ovalles. Teal scalded it 103.3 into the left center field gap. And now a man at second, two down in the fifth inning for Alan Castro. Castro single to center in the first, ground out to second to lead off in the third. But bonus points for today's trivia question. If you can name the two hitters that hit before Mauricio, Beatty, and Alvarez in the Cyclones lineup that day. As Castro takes inside and low. One ball and no strikes. Brooklyn trailing 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning. Ovalles ready, the 1-0. And Castro can't hit the pitch, ticketed towards his back foot. It's 1-1. That's been Ovalles' best pitch tonight, has been that cut slider down and in. The 1-1. Castro, sharp ground ball to first. Clifford bends his knees to pick it on the forehand, and he'll take it to first himself to end the inning. So Greenville gets a two-out double from Kyle Teal, but strands him in scoring position. No runs, one hit, one man left. Ovalles has retired 10 of the last 11 he has faced. Through five, still 1-0 drive on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth, Yordani Monegro out for his fifth inning of work in his high A debut. Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, 2, 3, and 4 due up for Brooklyn in the inning. Nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Alex Ramirez, couple of ground balls to the left side tonight, including a double play in his last at-bat in the third, trying to snap out of his offensive funk, and he takes down and away for ball one. Ramirez just 2-for-27 in the road trip. And 9-for his last 81. 1-0. And Ramirez flat-footed. Can't hit the change down and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Here in the sixth, the 1-1. And Ramirez sticks his bat head out there and lines a base hit through the middle. Ramirez just flung the barrel at that baseball and slapped a base hit back through the box. So Ramirez with his first base hit of the series. And the Cyclones with the leadoff man on for the first time since the third. 1-0, nobody out for Ryan Clifford. Clifford has walked and grounded a first tonight. 0-for-1. And he takes low. And the count 1-0. Coney Convo's trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But tonight, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez hitting consecutively in the big leagues for the first time. First did it in Brooklyn in May of 2021. Throw back to first. And Ramirez dives back safely. Greenville's come close on a few pickoffs tonight. But first did it in Brooklyn, May 25th of 2021. Who was the Cyclone starting pitcher that day? And bonus points if you can name the two hitters that were placed above those three in the Brooklyn lineup that day, as Clifford sends a laser beam off the screen. Down the right field line, it's 1-1. Do already have one correct answer for the trivia question. But feel free to give your try if you think you know. The 1-1. Inside, it's two balls and a strike on the Cyclones' first baseman. But looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, right now top of the sixth in Flushing. Mets trailing Seattle 1-0 on a J.P. Crawford home run, his 13th. The 2-1, and Clifford sizzles one center field to his right. Anthony, his old travel ball teammate, runs it down for the first out of the sixth inning. Hit it 100 miles an hour, just had too much air underneath it, and hung up for Anthony to camp underneath. One on, one out. Stanley Consuegra 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts today. Monegro fires towards the plate. And Consuegra early on the breaking ball. Slow Arker at 77. It's 0-1. Well, Ronnie Mauricio has one of the Mets' three base hits tonight. All three hits for the Mets from former Cyclones. Throw back to first, and Ramirez dives back. Alvarez and McNeil with singles. Mauricio the double. 6 of the 9 in the Mets lineup tonight have played in Brooklyn. Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso, Alvarez, Beatty, and Mauricio. The 0-1 outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Kodai Senga against Logan Gilbert. That's the other thing. From Ronnie Mauricio, that 117-mile-an-hour base hit coming off a guy who was, I want to say, was a Major League All-Star this year. Consuegra takes upstairs. Moves to two balls and a strike. I did misremember that. It was a different young Seattle pitcher that was named the All-Star team. Must have been George Kirby. Indeed it was. 2-1. Consuegra off the mid of the catcher, Teal, a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. One on, one out. Brooklyn down a run in the top of the sixth. Triple-A Syracuse trailing Lehigh Valley. Phillies Farm Club 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2. And Consuegra chases for strike three. Sweeper down and away. And Monegro, another strikeout. Two out in the sixth. And for Monegro, that is seventh tonight in his high A debut. Has struck out 11 on two separate occasions this year. And there's one on and two out for William Lugo. Righty offers. And Lugo watches that slip low. And it's 1-0. But the only Syracuse run tonight on a Jalen Palmer solo home run. First AAA home run for JP as Lugo takes up and away. 94 mile an hour fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Mike Vassell, tough start tonight. Gave up five runs in an inning and two thirds. 2-0 on the outside corner strike. And it's 2-1. A lot of former Cyclones in the AAA lineup today. 8 of the 9. Young, Cortez, McElwain, Nito, Swazi, Meyer, Estep, and Palmer. As Lugo gets it off the end of the bat, sends it back behind home. It's 2-2. Double A Binghamton playing at home tonight. Taking on the Harrisburg Senators, Nationals Farm Club. They hold a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Augustine Ruiz, a solo home run, is 18th for the game's only run. Dominic Hamill, 11 strikeouts over six innings of three-hit shutout baseball. One on, two out, the 2-2. Lugo hits it hard but foul down the third base line. This being a fair ball into the corner by a matter of inches. And instead, Ramirez has to retreat back to first, and the count stays even. Kevin Parada, JT Schwartz, Rowdy Jordan, Matt O'Neill, Rylan Thomas, former Cyclones in the AA lineup today. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. One on, two out. Brooklyn down a run. A 2-2 to Lugo. High and tight. Lugo has to back out of the way of a breaking ball that didn't break. And the count runs full. Only other game on the schedule today. Single A St. Lucie leading Tampa 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Wilfredo Lara, a two-run home run in the third, is 14th. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and Lugo swings and misses for strike three. Change up, down and away, eighth strikeout for Yordani Monegro through five innings in his South Atlantic League debut. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of five and a half, still a 1-0 Greenville lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lionel Ovalle's back out to the mound for the Cyclones. Brian Gonzalez, Cutter Coffey, Edinson Paulino. The three scheduled to bat for the drive in the inning. Gonzalez, one for two with a base hit. And the first pitch from Ovalle's outside for ball one. Lionel, 71 pitches through five innings tonight. A 1-0 delivery. And Gonzalez backs out of the way of a fastball in. And the count 2-0. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. 2-0, way outside. And the count 3 balls, no strikes. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They have left 5. Greenville, a run on 5 hits, no errors. They have left 5 as well. 3-0. Gonzalez swings away and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Clifford onto the warning track. And a few steps in front of the seats makes the catch for the first out. So Gonzalez gets the green light on 3-0 and pops it up in foul ground. I don't know what it is. Maybe I was not paying enough attention over the last number of years, but I feel more this year than any other year that I've covered minor league baseball. I've seen more players get the green light on 3-0. Cutter Coffey takes a fastball for strike one. And I don't know if it's more of a situation where teams want players to get more comfortable having a discernible eye with a 3-0 count, so they give them the green light so they can learn from their mistakes as Coffey takes a called strike two. Or it's just teams giving players the green light more often nowadays and bad decisions. As Coffey fouls it towards the first base dugout, we'll do it again. I don't know, it's something that's been on my mind throughout the course of this season. Two strike pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. Another punch out for Lionel Ovalle's in his Cyclones debut. That is number 6 for him. Two out in the sixth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Paulino 1-for-2 with a base hit. He scored the game's only run. And he takes outside, backdoor slider. And it's 1-0. Paulino ground out to first in his last at-bat. 1-0 sails high. So time for our Coney Convo's trivia question answer. Couple of correct guesses tonight. Question was, first the 2-0. And Paulino rips it into left center field. That one's down for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Ramirez on a backhand. Paulino on his way to second base. The throw a tad bit offline. It was probably going to be late as well. It's a two-out double for Edinson Paulino. That's his second double of the series, his 26th of the year. And the drive a man in scoring position and two out for Christian Campbell. Campbell has lined to center and struck out. He's 0-for-2. Osborne and Lugo coming out and in from catcher and third base to talk with a 20-year-old right-hander trying to help propel him through this sixth inning. But the answer to our trivia question tonight was Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez hitting consecutively in the big leagues for the first time. First did it in Brooklyn May 25th, 2021 against Aberdeen. Who was Brooklyn's starting pitcher that day? Bonus points if you can name the two guys that hit ahead of those three in Brooklyn's lineup. Well, the starter that day was Oscar Rojas. Made 6 starts for the Cyclones that year before moving down a level to single-A St. Lucie. Rejoined Brooklyn for last season. Has not pitched an affiliated ball in 2023 as Campbell dips his front shoulder out of the way of a slider. It's 1-0. Well, the two hitters that batted before Mauricio, Beatty, and Alvarez, two guys who are no longer in the organization. 1-0 low. Make it 2 balls and no strikes. But Antoine Duplantis hit leadoff And Zach Ashford was the number two hitter in the lineup that day. Shout out to David Pecoraro, the Wolf. And Robert Anderson are getting tonight's correct answers. As Campbell taps it foul, it's 2-1. Wolf sending me a DM with the photo of the lineup board behind home plate on the concourse at Maimonides Park from that day. 2-1. And Campbell fights it off the hands. First base side, it's 2-2. That Aberdeen lineup had a couple of big leaguers. Kyle Stowers. And drawing a blank on his first name, Joey Ortiz. That's who it was. Shortstop. Runner breaks for third. And the slider misses the inside corner. No throw down by Osborne. He was trying to frame that pitch. And so Paulino swipes third without a play. And for Paulino, that is second stolen base tonight. And his 25th of the season. Runner at third, two down, the payoff pitch. And Campbell fouls it straight back. We'll do it again. Ovalle's up near 90 pitches tonight. His high water mark for the season, 95 back on July the 18th. The 3-2. Low ball four, and Campbell works a two-out walk. Just the second free pass allowed by Ovalle's tonight. And with the 20-year-old on the precipice of 90 pitches, Chris Newell out of the third base dugout to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Ovalle slumping the shoulders just a tad. He wanted to finish this sixth inning for a quality start. But his debut will come to a close after 5 2/3 innings. And it'll be up to the Brooklyn bullpen in order to end his day with just one run. Runners at the corners, two out. Brooklyn trails 1-0 in the top of the sixth. New arm to face Eduardo Lopez, and we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On for the second time this week is the right-hander Dylan Hall. Hall 6'5", 210, will celebrate his 26th birthday this month from Stafford, Virginia. Eduardo Lopez 0-1 with a walk, takes outside for ball one. Hall was pitching for Brooklyn when the rain delay happened on Tuesday, and so he did not continue after two-thirds of an inning. And Lopez swings at the 1-0 and lifts it skyward. Left center field, De Los Santos drifting to his right, Alex Ramirez behind him. And De Los Santos reaches away from his body towards center, and puts it away for the final out of the sixth. Greenville threatens, no runs, a hit. Two men left thanks to a walk at the end of six innings of play. Still a 1-0 lead for the Drive on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This call to the bullpen, driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Your Donny Monegro's debut done after five shutout innings gives way to the right-hander Robert Kwiatkowski. Comes on to pitch for the Drive. He'll first face DeAndre Smith. And the first pitch taken at the knees, it's 0-1. Smith 0 for 2. His fly to center and struck out. Righty delivers. And Smith fouls it out of play to the right. And the count quickly moves to 0-2. Kwiatkowski standing at 6'1", 190. 26 years old from Flowery Branch, Georgia. And he strikes out DeAndre Smith on three pitches. Got him on the fastball up at 93. So one up, one down for Kwiatkowski in the seventh. And now the designated hitter, Jose Mena, 0 for 2 with a line out to third and a strikeout. Final line for Monegro. I have to imagine he's the pitcher of record on the winning side. Five innings, no runs on four hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts. 83 pitches and 49 strikes. As Mena chases outside. And the count 0-1. Kwiatkowski from the first base side. The one strike pitch taken on the outside corner. And the Greenville right-hander ahead quickly 0-2. Kwiatkowski, his 24th appearance out of the bullpen for the Drive. 1-1, a 4.54 ERA. Ronnie delivers, and he strikes out Mena on three pitches as well. Two batters, two strikeouts on six pitches. And there are two away in the top of the seventh for Drake Osborne. Kwiatkowski, 4-for-4 in save tries. 31 hits in 35 and two-thirds innings, 12 walks, 31 strikeouts. Made eight appearances at AA Portland as well. Returned to Greenville at the beginning of August on the 3rd. Drake Osborne, 1-for-2 with a base hit. And he takes a called strike. Kwiatkowski, since returning, has a 4.15 ERA. It's his seventh appearance back. A one-strike pitch, and Osborne takes inside. Well, that spoils the opportunity for Kwiatkowski to accrue a perfect, or a rather immaculate inning. It's two pitches away. Instead, a 1-1 coming to Osborne. And Drake gets it off the hands to short. Scooped up by Paulino. And he'll throw out Osborne to end the inning. So still a 9-pitch frame for Kwiatkowski. As he retires, Brooklyn in order, throwing 8 strikes. Time to get up and stretch from the Palmetto State. 1-0 Greenville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan Hall stays on for the bottom of the seventh inning. Final lineup for Lionel Ovalles in his Cyclones debut. An impressive one, fell an out short of a quality start, but 5 2/3 innings, 1 run on 7 hits, 2 walks, struck out 6. Ovalles, 89 pitches and 57 strikes. Gilberto Jimenez leads off the bottom of the seventh. And the first pitch from Hall fouled off the hands. And it's 0-1. The 0-1, and Jimenez tied up inside, 79 miles an hour, and it's quickly 0-2. Jimenez, Anthony, and Teal. If anyone reaches, Castro and then Gonzalez. The 2-strike pitch, and he got on a chase in the dirt for strike 3. Osborne throws down at first to complete the strikeout. And Dylan Hall has his first punch out of the night. One away in the seventh. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Roman Anthony, and he's early on the changeup. And the count, no balls and a strike. Roddy fires, and Anthony takes low. Make it 1 ball and a strike. Roddy offers, and Anthony. Tapper off the plate, makes it 1-2. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Let you know what's going on across the big leagues. One game already final. A matinee in Cincinnati as part of a day-night doubleheader. Hall's 1-2, and Anthony grabs a piece on its way by. Cubs won that game against the Reds 6-2. Cody Bellinger, Seiya Suzuki, Ian Happ, all with home runs for the Cubs. 1-2 again. And Anthony watches that miss down and away. Evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the seventh in game two. Cubs a 2-1 lead. Cody Bellinger has homered in both ends of the doubleheader. Now got 22 on the year, a resurgent season for the former Dodger. Anthony, a big bouncing ball to second, fielded on the second hop by Smith. And from the lip of the outfield, Grass throws him out at first, 2 down. Base is empty. Kyle Teal, 1-for-3 tonight with a double. Now is in his last at-bat in the fifth. Top of the seventh, Nationals and Marlins are tied at three. C.J. Abrams, Lane Thomas, and Travis Blankenhorn, former Met, have gone deep for the Nationals as Teal takes inside and low. It's 1-0. That game tied at three in the seventh. Marlins still chasing a postseason spot. 1-0 down and away for ball two. Mets and Mariners still tied at one. Bottom of the seventh inning, Brandon Nimmo. His career-high 20th home run tied the game at sixth. At one in the sixth, I should say. 2-0 is low as well. And Teal ahead, three balls and no strikes. Kodai Senga, seven innings, one run, five hits, 12 strikeouts tonight. 3-0, and Teal takes low ball four. So after Hall retired, the first three batters he faced in order, gives up a four-pitch walk to Teal. One on, two out for Alan Castro. Castro one for three with a base hit tonight. But Alvarez, Beatty, Mauricio a combined two for six tonight in their first time hitting consecutively in the big leagues. First pitch that Castro sent skyward third base side, a souvenir. No balls and a strike. Logan Gilbert still on the mound for the Mariners. Bottom of the seventh in Cleveland. Guardians up 3-2 on the Rays. Tyler Glasnow still on the bump for Tampa. Cleveland's already into their bullpen. The 0-1 to the switch hitter. Righty comes home, and Castro ducks one left center field. That'll get down in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Stopping at second is Teal. And back-to-back two-out base runners, a walk and a single. And the drive with two on and two out for the first baseman, Brian Gonzalez. Gonzalez, one for three today with a base hit as well. Bottom of the fourth, Rangers up 1-0 on the Twins thanks to a Corey Seager solo shot in the fourth, his 26th. Max Scherzer against Joe Ryan. Ryan comes home. And Gonzalez sends it to the first base seats. No balls and a strike. Top of the third in Kansas City. Royals up 6-0 on the Red Sox. Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez with solo home runs for Kansas City. James Paxton was chased after an inning in a third. Jordan Lyles still going for Kansas City. This hit on the ground at third. Backing up on it, Lugo throws the short way to second for the force. And Castro retired there to end the inning. So Greenville sparks a two-out rally, but can't push anyone across. No runs, a hit. And two men left to the business end of this ballgame. Still 1-0 Greenville here from the Palmetto State on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Cyclones still trailing by one as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones radio network. 9-1 and 2 due up for Brooklyn. De Los Santos, Williams, and then Ramirez. Brooklyn trying to avoid being shut out for the second time in three games. De Los Santos 1-for-2. Reached on an infield base hit in his first at-bat. And he fouls the first pitch he sees in the eighth. Back to the screen, it's 0-1. Brooklyn, no runs, four hits, an error. They have left five. Greenville, a run on seven hits. No errors, they have stranded nine. De Los Santos shows bunt, pulls back. And takes outside and low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Continuing our look around the major leagues tonight. Kwiatkowski sets at the belt. The 1-1. De Los Santos late on the pitch away at 83. It's 1-2. Middle of the fourth on the south side of Chicago. White Sox a 1-0 lead on the Tigers. Andrew Benintendi, an RBI single. Tuki Toussaint against Eduardo Rodriguez. De Los Santos on the ground and through the left side for a base hit. Back-to-back multi-hit games for De Los Santos. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on to start the eighth. They've done that a few times tonight. Put the leadoff man on in the sixth inning. Put him on in the third inning and the second inning. Brooklyn has only put the leadoff man into scoring position once, and that was back in the third. Jet Williams 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts and a walk. And he slices one foul to the right. And the count 0-1. Middle of the third in Houston, the Yankees a 5-1 lead on the Astros. DJ LeMahieu led off that game with a home run for New York. And then Jason Dominguez on the first pitch he sees in his big league career sends one into the Crawford boxes and left off future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down to second by Teal. Got him! De Los Santos and Campbell collided at second base. Campbell and De Los Santos stayed down on top of one another for a few seconds. It was a delayed call there by Goodman at second base. Not much of an argument from Omar. And so De Los Santos caught stealing, trying to get into scoring position. 13th time he's been caught this year. The count is 1-1, but a big out number one for Greenville in the eighth. As Williams takes down low, makes it two balls and a strike. But Giancarlo Stanton has since hit a two-run homer himself, his 21st. Jose Abreu, a home run for Houston's only run, is 12th. Carlos Rodon against Justin Verlander in Houston. A 2-1. Williams, a high pop fly, shallow right. Coming on is Castro. Camps underneath it, makes the two-handed catch for the second out. Alex Ramirez will step in. He is 1-for-3. Single to lead off the sixth in his last at-bat. But Austin Wells also picked up a base hit in his first major league at-bat. So the Yankees newbies delivering just like Ronnie Mauricio did in his first at-bat today in Queens. First pitch to Alex, swing and a miss. Off-speed away at 83, it's 0-1. Phillies leading the Brewers 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Kyle Schwarber, a leadoff home run, is 38th. Zach Wheeler, the former Met, against Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta. Top of the fourth in St. Louis. Pirates up 1-0 on an Alfonso Rivas RBI double. Mitch Keller against Dakota Hudson. Ramirez hits a one-hop grounder to first. Knocked down off the wrist of Gonzalez. But he recovers and flips the pitcher Kwiatkowski over to cover and end the inning. So Brooklyn once again gets a leadoff base hit. But thanks to a caught stealing brings the minimum to the plate. No runs. One hit, nobody left after 7.5 innings It's still a 1-0 Greenville advantage on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Dylan Hall back out for his second full inning of relief. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cutter Coffey, Edinson, Paulino, Christian Campbell. 5, 6, and 7. Due up for the drive, looking for some insurance. Coffey has struck out at all three at-bats tonight. This one line to center, coming on Ramirez. Will have to play it on a bounce. So Cutter Coffey picks up a leadoff single. And the drive have one on, nobody out to begin the eighth inning. First time Greenville has put the leadoff man on since they scored the game's only run in the second. Third time they've done so in eight frames tonight. One on, nobody out for Edinson. Paulino has singled and doubled. 2 for 3 in this game. The first pitch, the lefty batter sweeps down and in. And the count 1-0. Wrapping up our look around the big leagues tonight, only one game we have not told you about yet that is still in progress. Top of the third, Blue Jays and Rockies, no score. 1-0. There's a call. Strike, it's 1-1. Hyunjin Ryu against the former Cyclone, Chris Flexen. Third baseman, William Lugo, playing in even with the bag. 1-1 offering, and Paulino a broken back ground ball to second. Smith shovels to second for one, and Williams won't make the relay to first with Paulino hustling up the line. Ball just not hit hard enough for Brooklyn to turn two. So a fielder's choice, 4-6. One on and one out for Christian Campbell. 0-2, a line out to center, a strikeout and a walk. Everything else, though, in the majors will start at 9:40 or later. Diamondbacks will host the Orioles. Zach Davies against Cole Irvin. First pitch to the righty batter. And Campbell takes high. And Osborne bluffs a throw behind the runner at first. A's will host the Angels at 9:40. J.P. Sears against Patrick Sandoval. Paulino takes his lead, 1-0 pitch, and Campbell checked his swing, did not go, says Goodman. And it's 2-0. Padres hosting the Giants at 9:40 as well. Michael Wacha against the rookie Tristan Beck. And it'll be the Braves and Dodgers from Chavez Ravine at 10:10. Max Fried against Julio Urias, two of the top left-handers in the game. Another throw to first from Hall, and this time Paulino backstanding. Brooklyn will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the ninth. Dylan Hall trying to keep this a one-run game. The 2-0 runner starts and stops, and Campbell takes a strike. And the count 2-1. Campbell received a lot of comparisons to the man he took over for. At Georgia Tech this year at shortstop, Chandler Simpson. Simpson with Bowling Green right now among the minor league leaders at stolen bases. As Campbell hits jammed up and in, it's 2-2. Didn't play at all as a true freshman at Georgia Tech, then had a great summer in the Northwoods League, playing in Duluth, Minnesota. Came back at 376 in the ACC this year. And now a fourth-round pick of Boston. Throw back to first, and Paulino backstanding, a rare draft-eligible freshman. He's a guy that does not swing and miss a whole lot. Had an in-zone contact rate of 94% this past spring. Time called at home plate by Campbell. Ranked as the Red Sox number 25 prospect right now by Fangraphs. Really good baseball family, really just athletic family. His dad, Kenneth, a former running back in the SEC at Tennessee. The 2-2, and Campbell takes down and away. It's full. Eduardo Lopez, the DH, waits on deck. Updating you on the score in Lakewood, top of the seventh right now. Jersey Shore leading Aberdeen 5-2. A 3-2 pitch, a hard line drive back through the middle and into center field. Christian Campbell with his first hit of the ball game on base for the second time. Scalded that one at 106 miles an hour. And the drive with two on and one out for the designated hitter, Eduardo Lopez. Lopez 0 for 2 with a walk. Grounded his second in the fourth. Fly ball to left. The first batter Hall faced in the sixth. First pitch from Dillon. And Lopez takes a strike on the outer half. Changed it up on him. It's 0-1. Paulino at second. Campbell at first. Good speed on the bases for Greenville. The 0-1 outside, and it's even. Brooklyn in the Navy alternates tonight. Greenville in the red alternates. A 1-1, up and away, and it's two balls and a strike. Hall been so good in the strike zone through his first inning and a third. He's lost some of that command here in the eighth, and now Osborne out to the mound to talk with the righty. Very slow walk from Drake. Hard to tell amidst the shadows whether or not Brooklyn has any action out in right center field. Well, this series will continue tomorrow night, final 7 o'clock start of the week. It'll be Robert Kalina to take the mound for Brooklyn, trying to bounce back after his tough start on Sunday in Asheville. 3-5, a 4.25 ERA. He'll go up against the Red Sox number 7 prospect, right-hander Luis Perales. As Lopez takes low again, and it's 3-3. Morales 0-1, a 4.21 ERA. That'll be a late start on Sunday, 6:05 for some Labor Day fireworks. 3-1. High ball 4, and the bases are full. Second walk allowed by Hall tonight. And the drive have the sack saturated for the nine batter, Gilberto Jimenez. It certainly feels like this the most important at bat of the game right now. One run game. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth. Jimenez 0 for 3, and he swings through a back foot slider. And it's 0-1. Paulino at third, Campbell at second, Lopez the man at first. One strike pitch and another swing and a miss. May have grabbed a piece, fouled off the catcher Osborne. And so Jimenez quickly behind 0-2 with the leadoff man Roman Anthony waiting on deck. All trying to keep Greenville right here as time called by the batter Jimenez. Lissette. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Jimenez hits a tapper on the first baseline. It remains at no balls and two strikes. Brooklyn trailing by one. Another 0-2, and Jimenez a big Baltimore chop. This will stay foul up the first baseline. Stays a two-strike count. Brooklyn needing to keep this at a run. This has been an offense that has seen better days as of late. Look at the last four games for Brooklyn. Outside of game two last night, had been held to one run or less three separate times. Another 0-2. Inside and low. Nice backhanded pick by Osborne to save a run. And it's a ball and two strikes on the left fielder. Hall at 20 pitches here in the inning. Curious what Chris Newell's thinking is in the third base dugout. 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Fastball up and away at 92. A big strikeout for Hall. Two out in the eighth. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So the bases remain full with two out for Roman Anthony. That strikeout for Hall, his second. But Anthony has brought in the game's only run with an RBI single to right in the second. First pitch outside with a slider. Didn't quite break out of his hand the way he wanted, did Hall. And it's 1-0. Paulino at third, Campbell at second, Lopez at first. Brooklyn trailing by one, the 1-0. At the knees, and the count evens up in a ball and a strike. Some light boos echoing in from the hometown crowd in South Carolina. Thought that pitch was a little bit low. Looked like it caught the zone, though. Hall's 1-1. Up and away. And it's two balls and a strike. And Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup. 3-4-5. Two up in the top of the ninth. Hall trying to keep the deficit at a single run. 2-1 pitch. And Anthony off the handle, back behind the dish. And the count evens at 2-2. We'll see if Robert Kwiatkowski comes back out for the ninth inning. 19 pitches through two scoreless for him out of the pen tonight. Time called at home by Anthony. Kwiatkowski does lead the active roster in saves. Brock Bell and Felix Cepeda behind him with three each. Bases still loaded. Two out. All looking for one more strike. The 2-2. And Anthony hits it deep down the left field line, but out of play. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. Quiet night here in South Carolina. Great crowd. Even with Friday night high school football, packed house. here at Floor Field. 2-2. Anthony hits it in the air to left. Back goes De Los Santos looking up. It's off the fence. Two runs will score. On his way to third is Lopez. He'll stop there. It's an opposite field two-run double for Roman Anthony. His 14th double in Greenville. His second and third RBIs tonight. He's brought in all three runs today. And Greenville's opened up a 3-0 eighth inning lead. 102.5 miles an hour off the Green Monster. And there was just no chance for De Los Santos to make a play on that baseball in the air. Anthony is 37th and 38th RBIs with the drive. A big blow. Second and third, still two out. And Kyle Teal takes a backdoor slider for strike one. So Brooklyn's task in the top of the ninth just became just that much harder. The 0-1 outside. And it's even at 1-1. Hall, next pitch will be his 30th in this eighth inning. One to Teal, and he's laid on the fastball up at 89. And Hall ahead 1-2. Teal, the seventh man to bat for Greenville in the inning. Two runs on three hits. A big blow right now in opposite field. Two-run double by Roman Anthony. Trying to drive in all the runs. And a second straight Greenville win. Did so in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. As Hall's slider misses inside and low. And the count evens up 2-2. A 2-2 pitch, and he gets Teal to swing and miss for strike three. Change up down, and Hall gets the K to retire the side, but not before Greenville adds two insurance runs on three hits. The big blow, the opposite field at double by Roman Anthony. Iggy Suarez making a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. New arm coming in. 3-4 and 5, two up in the ninth. Brooklyn needs three to tie, four to take the lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the ninth inning. This call to the bullpen, driven by Vital Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to VitalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Felix Cepeda for the second time this series, looking to pick up the save. Cepeda, 6'3", 170 pounds, 23 years old, from Bonao, Monsignor Noel. in the Dominican Republic. Ryan Clifford to lead off against him. And the first pitch, fastball outside at 96. And the count 1-0. Final line for Kwiatkowski, 2 innings, no runs, a hit. No walks, 2 strikeouts, 19 pitches, and 15 strikes. 1-0 outside for ball two. A raucous crowd giving the home plate umpire Eubanks a hard time. Cepeda making his 12th appearance with Greenville. 3-for-3 in save chances, an ERA of 1. The 2-0, Clifford fouls it straight back, it's 2-1. Just 9 hits allowed in 18 innings. 4 walks and 17 strikeouts. Through 2 innings against Brooklyn on Tuesday night, gave up a run on 1 hit, walked 1, and struck out 1. 2-1. And Clifford takes inside and low. 3 balls and a strike. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Greenville ahead 3-0. 3-1 to Cliff. And he fouls it off the hands. Full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Still 5-2. Jersey Shore in the lead. Top of the 8th inning in Lakewood. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, if that score holds, Blue Claws would be a game up on Brooklyn with 8 left to go in the regular season. Payoff to Clifford. Hit in the air, left field. Back and to his left goes Jimenez. Onto the warning track, reaches back over his shoulder and makes the catch. I don't know if Jimenez saw that until the last second, but somehow able to reel that ball in over his left shoulder for the first out of the 9th inning. Was twisting and turning all sorts of directions. And you thought Clifford might be able to get one past him, but Jimenez able to find it and snare it. And the bad breaks for Brooklyn continue. 1 out of the 9th for Stanley Consuegra. And he's laid on the fastball at 0-1. Consuegra 0-for-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. A rarity for him during this torrid pace. The pitch, Consuegra bouncing ball to short. Backhanded by Paulino from the back of the infield dirt. Throws to first and the Cyclones down to their final out. William Lugo, the last line of defense to try and keep this alive for Brooklyn. 1-for-3 with an infield base hit and a couple of strikeouts. Lugo. Tied for the league lead in hits since August the 15th. And tied for third in the league in RBIs. Looking to try and spark an improbable 2-out rally for the Cyclones. Cepeda hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt. And the first pitch to William outside for ball one. If Lugo can reach, DeAndre Smith would follow. Jose Mena due up after him. Righty fires, and Lugo grabs a piece. Down evens up in a ball and a strike. Greenville 3, Brooklyn nothing. Bases empty in the final inning of regulation. 1-1 outside and low. Make it 2-1 on Lugo. Cepeda stands tall. His 2-1 delivery. And Lugo rifles it down the right field line out of play. And the Cyclones down to their final strike tonight. Two and two the count. Cepeda curls and delivers outside, and it's full. Lugo trying to keep the game alive for Brooklyn on this, the first day of September. Mets have just taken the lead on a Daniel Vogelbach RBI single. A payoff pitch at the knee, strike 3 call. Lugo can't believe it. Just spun out of the righty batter's box and stared up into the night sky. Felix Zepeda comes on, retires Brooklyn in order in the ninth. And the Cyclones are shut out for the second time in three games. Your final score tonight, the Greenville Drive 3. And the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. And barring a late comeback from Aberdeen tonight, Brooklyn will be a game back with eight left to play in the regular season. Jersey Shore leading 5-2 with three more outs left to get. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Another gut punch for Brooklyn during this two-week road trip. Greenville wins it 3-0. We'll put a bow on this when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tough one tonight as the Cyclones fall to Greenville by a final of 3-0. Greenville, or I should really say Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony for the second time in three games drives in all of the game's runs. Did so in game one last night with a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first and a 1-0 Greenville victory in the lid lifter yesterday, and then an RBI single in the second inning, a two-run double in the eighth today as the drive win it by a final of 3-0. With the win, Greenville improving to 26-32 in the half, 62-62 overall. Brooklyn with the loss dropping to 33-25 in the half, 61-62 on the season. Let's take you through the game that was here this evening. Lionel Ovalle's making his High A and Cyclones debut. Zach Kelly making a Major League rehab start for Greenville. Was a scoreless game after an inning and a half, and that's when Greenville able to break up the scoreless tie in the bottom of the second. Edinson Paulino led off the inning with a single, stole second base. And after Christian Campbell lined out to center, Eduardo Lopez walked. Gilberto Jimenez flied out to center. And Paulino tagged and went to third. But on the first pitch, with men at the corners and two out, Roman Anthony sizzled a single through the hole between first and second to bring in a run and give Greenville a 1-0 lead. They would come up with the biggest hit of the night, though, in the eighth, a one-run game. Cutter Coffey, the first pitch of the inning, single to center, but was then erased on a fielder's choice after Christian Campbell singled. Eduardo Lopez walked to load the bases, as we will kill our crowd mic as they get ready to set off some fireworks here in Greenville this evening. But as we close some windows and turn off the crowd mic, we go back to that bottom of the eighth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Dylan Hall struck out Gilberto Jimenez, but on a 2-2 pitch, Roman Anthony lined a two-run double off the left field wall. And that gave Greenville a 3-0 lead. That two-run double by Anthony, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Cyclones just could not find a way to get enough going offensively tonight. Went down in order in the ninth inning. Only got two men into scoring position all night long in the third. Really ended up being their best chance. Omar De Los Santos reached on an infield hit. Advanced to second on a balk after Jet Williams walked. Had runners at first and second. Nobody out. Alex Ramirez grounded into a double play before Ryan Clifford grounded out to first with a man at third to end the inning. Brooklyn would get another man into scoring position in the fifth. Drake Osborne singled with one out down the left field line. Advanced to second on a wild pitch, but Omar De Los Santos fly to shallow center, and Jet Williams struck out looking to end the inning. Brooklyn would get just two more base runners the rest of the night as Greenville wins it by a final of 3-0. Winning pitcher is Yordani Monegro in his high A debut. 5 shutout innings out of the bullpen. 4 hits, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. The loss, a tough luck defeat for Lionel Ovalles. Goes 5 2/3 innings, a run on 7 hits. 2 walks and 6 strikeouts, 1 out shy of qualifying for a quality start. Felix Cepeda picks up his 4th save and as many chances, 1 perfect inning with a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn no runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Greenville 3 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 11. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 26 minutes. In front of a crowd of 5,342 on countdown to Christmas night in Greenville. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say so long, most of the league has gone final. 2 games still in progress going to the bottom of the ninth. Greensboro once trailed 10-0. It is 10-8 as they'll try and rally in the bottom of the ninth. And they head to the ninth in Lakewood, Jersey Shore right now in front of Aberdeen, 5-2. Final scores in the league today. Wilmington beats Hudson Valley 3-2. Bowling Green wins in Asheville 5-3. And Rome a 5-4 winner in Winston-Salem. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Top of the ninth inning in Queens. Mets trying to close out a 2-1 win. Daniel Vogelback, a go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the eighth. Ronnie Mauricio, 2-for-3 with a double in his Major League debut tonight. Drew Smith on to try and pick up the final 3 outs. Triple-A Syracuse falls on the road to Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate 5-1. Shout-out to Jalen Palmer, the first home run in his Triple-A career. Started the season in Brooklyn this campaign. Top of the eighth. Double-A Binghamton holding on to a 6-5 lead. Binghamton and Harrisburg have traded 5-run innings in their last 2 trips to the plate. Augustine Ruiz, Matt O'Neill with home runs in that game. How about Dominic Campbell? 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball. Struck out 11 in the game tonight. Kevin Parada 0-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. Single-A St. Lucie still playing. Bottom of the seventh right now in Tampa. They trail the Yankees affiliate 6-4. Luis Gil made a minor league rehab start for the Yankees against St. Lucie today. Wilfredo Lara, a 2-run home run, his 14th for the Mets. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say so long, one final to tell you about, actually 2 finals to tell you about right now. Reds and Cubs, doubleheader. Cubs win the matinee 6-2. Reds just walked it off in the nightcap 3-2. Noel V. Marte with the game-winning base hit. Another game just went final. Cleveland beats Tampa Bay 3-2. Top of the 10th in D.C. Marlins and Nationals tied at 3. Middle of the 7th, it's the Twins 3 and the Rangers 1 in Arlington. Royals up 7-0 on the Red Sox, top of the 6th. Top 6 on the south side of Chicago. It's 3-1 Detroit over the White Sox. End of 5 in Houston. The Yankees leading the Astros 6-2. Top of the 7th, Brewers up 3-1 on the Phillies. Bottom of the 6th, Cardinals and Pirates are tied at 1. Mitch Keller against Dakota Hudson. Bottom of the 4th, Rockies on top of the Blue Jays 2-1. Chris Flexen, the former Cyclone, against Hyunjin Ryu. Everything else in the big leagues will start momentarily or a little bit later on. 9:40 start times. Diamondbacks hosting the Orioles. Zach Davies against Cole Irvin. A's will host the Angels. J.P. Sears against Patrick Sandoval. Giants in San Diego. Tristan Beck, the rookie, against Michael Wacha. And the Dodgers and Braves at 10:10 Eastern. Julio Urias against Max Fried. Brooklyn will try and get some retribution tomorrow night in game number 5 of the 6-game series final. 7 o'clock start for the week. It'll be the right-hander Robert Colina to make the start for Brooklyn. 3-5, a 4.25 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Luis Perales, the Red Sox number 7 prospect. According to Baseball America, Perales 0-1, a 4.21 ERA. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow right here from Floor Field at the West End. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones fall to Greenville by a final of 3-0. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from South Carolina. Again, your final score, the Greenville Drive 3 and your Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:50 Eastern Time for the pregame show. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. Good night from the Palmetto State.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.